Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
So, Wes, I know you've seen this young man play.
Stud. Yeah, guy okay. Can go. He's a running back. Parkview had a heck of a year, and now he's heading off to Arkansas, and he joins us on the Brandon Moving and Storage Hotline. James, congratulations. How's it feel to finally have this done?
Oh, yeah, thank you. It feels good. You know, knowing that I'm officially a Razorback now, it feels great.
You've been a great recruiter. I see you on Twitter hitting some of these other guys that are thinking about Arkansas. What do you think about your class?
Oh, yeah, great. We got 10 in-state guys. I think it was pretty, Coach Pittman had a lot with, guys wanting to stay. Well, obviously me too, to wanting to stay in-state. And, I'm still not done recruiting. We got a DB hopefully at 4 p.m. Latarian as well, T. Phillips from LSU to Arkansas. So that's what I'm waiting for right now.
James, that is a particularly deep position at Arkansas currently. Were you excited about competing with those guys, or did you think twice about maybe looking elsewhere because of the depth at running back at Arkansas?
Oh, no, I never thought twice about basically running from competition. It was the same way when I came to Parkview. We had a lot of good running backs, but it's all guys playing, and I know what I'm capable of when I put my mind to it. Especially with Coach Smith, sometimes they play four running backs a game. Me and those guys are not the same person. So,
right.
Just being able to come in and, how can I be different from those guys, and make, the offensive coordinator and the rest of the coaching staff have to use me. So, making sure I'm putting in the work so I can, play.
Were you a Razorback fan from birth?
Yes, sir. Once I got to, elementary, my last couple of years of elementary, I used to watch – I was a big TCU fan when I was younger, but, I just liked the – Jalen Legro was one of my favorite players, and I liked the Baylor, too. But I was just – as a fan, though, if I just had to pick a team, yeah, I was definitely a Razorback fan growing up.
You don't even remember Darren McFadden, do you, as a player at Arkansas?
Oh, yeah, Darren was a little bit, before my, obviously before I just got, serious into watching college football. But I watched highlights. Me and Darren McFadden talk all the time, actually. When I first – before I even got offered by Arkansas, my first ever visit to Arkansas, he was there, telling me things to motivate me. And me and Darren, we keep in touch, Actually, after I committed, he congratulated me. I talked to Darren, last week, actually.
That's cool. So was Alex Collins more of a running back you were kind of excited about at the University of Arkansas?
Yes, sir. I watched Alex. I watched Jonathan Williams, all those guys. Yes, sir.
James, what would you say is the strength of your game?
I would say power, man. Definitely with the off seasons we had it. Parkview and just my natural strength. I don't like being tackled by one guy, so I'll say my strength, man. It's hard to bring me down, especially if you're going to try to tackle me up high. I'll say my strength, man.
Okay.
You said you wanted to separate and have something different than, Dominique and Rocket Sanders and Green. Is there something you do that you think you can add to this team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I would say my biggest thing – my ability to catch, man. Not a lot of running backs can catch.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that I bring to the offense. I can catch really good to be a running back. Most running backs just want to run the ball, but, why not get the ball two different ways? You can catch, you can get the ball through the air and, take a handoff.
That's exactly right. James Joyner joining us on the Brandon Moving and Storage Hotline, headed to the Hill as part of this new Hog class. Parkview is on the rise. Wes and I have talked a lot about this. I mean, it's a program that was kind of a afterthought in football for a long time. And I understand some of your younger guys have been very impressive, and you're leaving the program in pretty good hands and in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I'm definitely, excited to see, how Parkview performs within the next years or, forever, you know, especially with, you know, Coach Bowden and the staff. You know, I trust those guys. Obviously, I played for them for 4 years, so I know. And just, like, you know, knowing that those guys just dropped down, you know, I know they'll do good in 5A, 6A. I mean, we rate in the senior class, too. I got to give a shout-out to a lot of those guys, you know, that was seniors along with me that played this year. We raised the bar each year. You know, that's one thing I can't say at Parkview. We went from, you know, not making it past the first round to finishing, you know, going to the Final Four. So, you know, and I expect the younger guys, you know, next year to hopefully go to state and win it. So, and just like the recruiting part too, I think that's another thing that, you know, I think Parkview has done well in Coach Bowden and the staff. They bring in, you know, numerous coaches, you know, like the different players, different positions, you know, all, from all over. You know, that's a big thing at the View.
Can you describe for everybody listening how good this freshman class is at Parkview?
Oh, yeah, they're great. That's what I'm going to say. They're great, man. And they got a lot of athletes that will, you know, hopefully, you know, be signing to Arkansas one day. But I know, you know, they got a couple freshmen that are already, you know, that's already, like, on the radar. You know, Amari Robinson, Ontario, those guys. But I'm excited to see, like, you know, those guys grow into, you know, once Coach Bowden and staff can work with them a little bit more, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, what their future holds for them.
What's Landon Rogers and Owsley, what are they telling you about their time, their first year on the Hill?
I love it. You know, those are my best friends, so I talk to them every day. They just tell me that, you know, it's a grind. It's different from high school. You know, it's more like a job up there, but, you know, it all pay off in the end.
James, Arkansas has a lot to offer, facilities, coaches, everything. What stood out to you the most about your time up there that sold you on going there?
Honestly, I mean, I had, 30 other scholarships besides Arkansas. I honestly, I think the thing that shocked me the most, you know, not a lot of guys get to experience this, man. They recruited me the hardest. That's the thing I got to say, you know, just and what Coach Pittman has done in the little time that he was there, you know. He went from, you know, us not winning to winning no SEC games to, you know, bowl game, you know, to finishing third in the far side of the SEC. Like, man, it's just the staff recruited me hard, too. And just, you know, the fan base, too, that reels me in a lot, too, man. Just the support. You know how I know how much a Razorback means to the state of Arkansas. So,
when will you enroll?
January 17th.
Mm, wow. What, a month and 2 days away. That's exciting.
Yes, sir.
Go through spring ball and maybe get a chance to make an impression right away.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do for the bowl game?
You said, what am I going to do for the bowl game?
Yeah, just watch it at home? Are you going, or what do you got?
I actually be going up there. Me and a couple of other in-state guys will be actually going up there to participate in practice. Now that we signed, we're part of the team, so we'll be going up there to actually practice. But as far as traveling with the team, we don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I know I'll be leaving up starting Friday going to practice with those guys.
Oh, that's pretty wild.
That's awesome.
That's great. That's excellent. Well, good deal. Well, listen, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations, James, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you. We enjoyed you in your Parkview red, white, and blue. We'll look forward to seeing the red and white of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You too.
Thanks, James.
Awesome.